Right, welcome to the new show. This is David Hochberg. I just turned on the microphones. Let's start over. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Radio, Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I'm David Hochberg. I'm your host. This show is a radio show that is geared towards the listeners, home improvement, home, anything that has to do with the home. It has to do with the mortgage, has to do with fixing your basement, waterproofing your basement, enhancing your kitchen, maybe a bath, selling, buying a home. We've got all of the experts here. That's what this show is all about. We have Roy Spencer from PermaSeal in today. Tom Janke, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center, is also in. Amy Kite of the Amy Kite Team Infinity is here. And MegaPros Jer for MegaPros Home Improvement. I am David Hochberg, and this is how we start the show every weekend, folks. So stay tuned. Hang tight. We're going to give you a great show. Elwood, how many miles to Chicago, buddy?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it. This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helena the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. Certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. You could send your calls and your text messages to that number, 312-981-7200. We're going to go round the horn and introduce all of our guests. You've heard this gentleman on the radio for years. His name is Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. Roy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, David. I'm so excited to be here. This is so exciting to be on our new show, on a new station, a new audience, and I hope everybody gives us a chance out here, because this is a unique show, and I was really thinking about that. Because it's a little different, you know. It's not just a home improvement show. You got mortgage experts, you got realty experts, you got home improvement experts. So we all have a different angle on things. So I think, obviously, Lou has a tremendous show leading into us, but I think this is something different. I hope everybody stays in and gives us a chance.
You're going to be talking about why waterproofing is a good time to be done in the winter. A lot of people don't think that.
Or winter is a good time to do waterproofing.
That's
good too.
That's a good time too to do waterproof in the winter. That's exactly what we kind of do a Sudoku here. We kind of change words around and then figure it out as we go. But that's going to be your topic at 10:15. You're going to be talking about that. So if listeners have any questions about waterproofing their home during the winter, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. If people want to reach you, you have a full team of staff back in your new facility. What is it, Burr Ridge?
Burr Ridge is our main office, and we're standing by waiting for your call this morning, 800-421-7325.
And to your right and my left is Tom, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center, Janke. Tommy, how are you, buddy?
I am perfect. I am excited to be a part of the WGN family from the broadcasting side of things, because I've been advertising with WGN. We were just talking to our rep the other day. I think it's been 9 years.
Wow.
So,
I think I'm right behind you. About 9 or 10 years I've been advertising at WGN.
Right. Yeah. We all, that's the beauty part. It's not coming into something new. We're all familiar with WGN, as is the entire Chicagoland area.
So your topic is going to be doors, and you're going to be talking about doors at 11 o'clock. So if anybody has any questions or have any concerns about their door, either replacing their existing door or buying a new door.
Or customizing a door.
Customizing a door. That's going to be a topic at 11.
That's a big part of the topic today.
And your facility is open today, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center?
We are open 9 to 5 today. We've got plenty of associates on the floor ready to get this new year started.
All right. And to your right is Amy Kite from the Amy Kite Team Infinity. How are you, Amy Kite?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
How long have you been selling real estate? A couple of days, a couple of months, a couple of weeks?
A few years, 15 now.
You represent, basically for the show, we have a number of different realtors on the show.
Correct.
We have Jill Van Vreet, we have Donna Sattler, we have Amy Kite. So what you handle, the area is basically 294 west to 59 and essentially 294 all the way up to Wisconsin. It's a gigantic area, so that's essentially your territory. And if people want to reach you, you have a team of professionals sitting in your office right now waiting for people's phone calls. If anybody has any questions about real estate that they don't feel comfortable calling on, talking on air, what number should they call?
847-877-9881.
All right. And in for MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Jer, which is his son, right-hand man.
Or left hand.
Or left hand.
Yeah.
Both hands. Once everybody gets to know Joe, they realize why you're second in command, or
exactly.
Really one and a half in command. Yep. If people want to reach you, how do they reach you?
847-658-8989.
You've been advertising at GN for a long time.
Yeah, I think we're going on 20 years now.
20 years.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
got us all
so,
beat.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't know it was a competition, to be perfectly honest, guys. I'm
you
really
guys
sorry.
Got a good start.
It's our 45th year in business. So,
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah, it's good times.
All right, so if you have any questions, you could call that number. Everybody wants to know what the show is all about. I received an email from a listener, okay, and it says this. My son is trying to establish credit, because this is what the show is all about. The show is about bringing in local experts that everybody's heard on the radio, either advertise or be part of somebody's show, and offer advice. You could take the advice and call us to have us perform a service for you, or you could take the advice that we give you and call another professional. But the purpose of this show is to make sure that you're not talking to your Uncle Sal, who knows nothing about anything to do with mortgages, okay?
Yeah.
Talk to Aunt Betty about selling a house. Aunt Betty's never sold a house.
Or you know, bought a house.
Well, she might have bought a couple, three or four houses, but she never sold a house.
Yeah.
Okay? Or Donnie down the block about redoing a kitchen, okay? Mm-hmm. That both of you, you know, MegaPro Jer and Tommy can do in their sleep. Or, you know, if I'm having a leak in my basement, you're going to talk to Sally in the cube next to you. Well, this is what we did, right? You know, we just put a rug over it and it sapped up all the water. We had a lady call into the show.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I keep replacing the rug. I'm like, oh, that's going to solve
that
the leak.
Work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So this is what the show, it basically captures the essence of the show. My son is trying to establish credit to purchase a new home. He had a credit card as a teen and missed payments. Card was closed and he made payment arrangements to pay off the debt. He recently paid off the debt, but now his credit score says zero. He's a ghost.
Wow.
Okay, so it's a kid starting out. He had credit. He mismanaged his credit. He paid off his debt. Now he's basically lock stocked. He's now, nobody wants to give him credit.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a young man now. He got his first credit card 18, 19. He was a knucklehead. He didn't do anything. Now he's in his early 20s. He's engaged now. Mom is a WGN listener. Sends me an email because mom wants him to get back on the grid.
Of course.
And eventually someday have the chance of home ownership. Okay? So that basically says, it used to say his credit score was 654. Now it says zero. Okay? So major challenge. Do you have any recommendations for him to straighten this out? Also, his fiance is starting a new job in January. This month. How long does she need to be at a new job before the income level is considered for the loan process? Typical question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, what does she do? She's a nurse, got a job as a nurse, making $65,000 a year. The nurses are in high demand right
now.
So what happens is, first day on the job, we could count the income because she's a W-2 employee. Not a problem.
Yeah.
At all. Okay, so she was very happy to hear that. Okay, so my goal is, this is the lady who sent the email, my goal is to connect them with some type of information so they could enhance their credits and have the dream of home ownership sometime in the near future. Great. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay, I've listened to David on WGN for years, and I've always appreciated his ability to offer direction to the credit challenge. I talked to this lady at the beginning of December. Okay, the email came in December 2nd. Okay, I'm holding it right here. Yep. I called the lady yesterday. Right, because I had a follow-up in 30 days, okay? So I got back New Year, I didn't want to bother. I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's like, I can't believe you're calling me. I'm like, I told you I'd call you in 30 days. I'm like, so
the
how's it going?
The real David Hochberg.
The real David Hochberg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The same guy that took the garbage out this morning. Okay, I'm the real David Hochberg.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Bingo. It's Saturday.
Okay, it's Saturday and it's garbage day. Every day is garbage day in the Hochberg house. So long story short, I told her what to do. Have Junior go on as an authorized user of the husband's credit, who's got ridiculously great credit. And I said, how'd it go? She's like, it's great. His credit score went from zero to 715.
Wow.
Nice.
He applied for a credit card before calling me in December. He now has a credit card. Her son and fiance, the son's fiance and her future daughter-in-law, just are moving into a place right now. I said, listen, because I'm going to read your email this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So as she's listening to the show right now, they're schlepping their stuff into a rental, which is great.
Yep.
And now the son has got a pulse. Now he got to take care of the credit challenge train wreck of a fiance who's just had major credit challenges over her short, brief experience on this planet. Okay, mm-hmm. We all make mistakes.
Sure. Yep.
But here's a perfect example of a kid that started out 18 that was a complete knucklehead, didn't know what to do, blew up his credit. Boom, a month later, he's at 700, nice. And he's got his own credit card.
That's awesome. Yep.
So I'm going to follow up in 4 months, and we're going to be ready to roll.
Cool.
All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN
Radio. Nice job.
So nice to say that. phone number is 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. We are here to help you. So we can't help if you don't call. It's kind of, I say that in my ears all the time. So please give us a call. We'd love to talk with you. Coming back out of the break. We're going to talk to Roy about weatherproofing during the winter. Did I do it right that time?
Yes.
Am I good? All right. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Take a quick break. Be back after these messages.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-591-8900, 312-591-8900, MegaPro's call and text line. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We were going to go to Roy, but Roy, the callers always take precedence here, so they always jump the line. So we've got Steve out in Evanston. Stevie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Good, thanks. So about 10 years ago, I went through a pretty wicked divorce, spent every penny I had to keep my kids, and credit went in the toilet, but now I'm up to like a 740, 780.
Nice.
And I'm self-employed, and I want to look for a house, but being self-employed, I know things are much different now from when I previously owned a home. Was a little worried about how that process goes and wanted your advice and what you thought about it.
Yeah. How long have you been self-employed? For how many years?
Seven.
7 years. And you've been filing tax returns with the IRS?
Yes.
Everything's good?
Yes.
You an S-Corp, C-Corp, 1090 now? How do you get paid? How are you set up?
S-Corp.
S-Corp. Okay. And you pay yourself a salary and the company either makes money or loses money, correct, with the S-Corp?
Yep. Yes, okay. Sir.
All right. And the past 2 years, you've made money or lost money with the S-Corp?
Made.
Okay. It's very simple. There's nothing to be afraid of. Congratulations on rebuilding your credit after a divorce. Mm. January is the number one month for both divorces and credit. Divorces and bankruptcy, which could negatively impact your credit, is what I meant to say. So, the reason is because people get tired of living with the same person through the year, and they make it through the holidays, and they're like, I don't want to do this again, and they basically file. It's the truth.
Yeah, I just hope my wife's not listening.
I already talked to your wife. I gave her a recommendation, so you'll be filed. The Cook County cops are right outside, or the McHenry cops will be filing your papers after the show. There's nothing to worry about. It's a very simple process. And here's something else that our listeners don't know about, and that's what the show is all about. We are working with a guy right now, Stevie, who's been self-employed. His income tax returns show negative, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars because he's got a great accountant, and the accountant is doing everything that he or she can do to deduct all of the income.
Of course, yeah.
But he's got a business that he's been in business with for over 10 years, and he has large chunks of money. All legal going through his business. So we were able to take his business bank statements and get him a $1.5 million loan on a second home down in Florida. And I say Florida because I was born in New York, and that's how we say Florida. Here is Florida. So, but even if you didn't have tax returns like yourself, Steve, there's nothing to worry about. For other self-employed individuals who might be concerned about securing a loan, there are other options if your tax returns aren't as healthy as they need to be in order to secure a loan. How does that sound?
Well, great. My accountant's good, so he shows that I don't make that much money. I have a couple kids in college.
Sure.
So with the lower income, that allows them to receive more aid.
Right.
I don't mean to be unethical here, but
you're playing the game. That's the way they set the system up. We have a sponsor of the show who's phenomenal, Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Group, who specializes in student loans. That is another one of our sponsors you need to talk to. But listen, if the income's not there, are you paying child support or any type of alimony or spousal support?
Nope. Nope. Thank God they're emancipated. I don't have to deal with that at all.
Amen. Well, congratulations.
Well, here, emancipation.
Emancipation. So here, Stevie, it's real simple. All we need to do is get your proof for a mortgage, 2 years tax returns, run your credit, check it out, figure it out. Where are you looking to buy? What part of the area are you looking to buy?
Well, I'm up north and always been up here, and, you know, kids are almost through college, and, you know, I don't want to just uproot and leave. They want to, I'm sure they want to come back here, look for a job, and, like, let them have a home base. So,
no problem.
Up north here somewhere.
All right. So, listen, we got a realtor, depending upon the area you're looking, it'll either be Donna Sadler or Amy Kite. Both of them I highly recommend. Amy's selling my home, going to be selling my home. Donna Sadler helped my parents sell their homes. So, I use the folks on this show, I recommend that you do as well. David Schluter is the real estate attorney who is part of the show, will be handling my transaction. I strongly recommend that he helps you with yours as well. But I'm going to put you on hold, buddy, and we're going to take your information. Oh, by the way, what type of Mr. Floor cleaning products would you like? We have hardwood floor. You have hardwood floors? You have tile? You have, what do you have, laminate?
You know, I'm good. Thank you very much. Maybe you could pass that along to the next guy. Maybe I'm trying to do the New Year right and pay it forward. One quick question, if I may. Is there, like, down payment assistance? I've heard, you know, there's some eligible potential programs for down payment assistance. Yes. For first-time home buyers. Even though I had a home with my divorce, it's been years and years and years, and I've heard that, you know, if you don't own a home for 4 or 5 years, then you are qualified as a first-time home buyer, and I was wondering if that's true or not.
Yes, the legal definition in the world of lending is if you haven't owned a home in the past 3 years, you're considered a first-time home buyer. Why that is, I have no idea. That's just the rule. Right, doesn't make any sense. But according to the lending rules, if you've not owned a home in the past 3 years, you're considered a first-time home buyer. And we have a number. It's crazy, right? I mean, welcome to lending. But there are a number of different programs out there, Stevie, that we could hook you up with. I'm going to put you on hold so we get to another caller, and we'll come back and call you after the show, buddy. 312-591. Nope. Different number. I got to get that number. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Right. We got a couple of minutes before the break. And that's what we do here, right? We have something set up.
Yep.
We get a caller.
We roll.
Everything pushes back a little bit. So, Roy, you'll be going at 10:45. Amy will push you back to 11. Tommy will push you back to 10:15 because Gary Novell is coming at the bottom of the hour.
Jeremy, you're up at 12:15.
Jeremy, you're up at 12:30. Yeah, show's over at 12. Perfect. So get ready. You're going to have a huge segment.
And it's going to be great.
Nobody's going to be listening. You can riff for an hour and a half. Okay?
Fantastic.
As the sheriff's waiting for you outside the door. Do you want to tease what's going on? Why winter is the best time to waterproof?
Yeah, it's just this is our slowest time of year. I've been doing this for 40 years, and winters are always our slowest time of year, only because people don't call us. Some people don't call us because it's cold out. Who's worried about they're not having the problem? But actually, this is the best time to deal with those problems. You still have the same problems you had early spring and fall when it was raining. They've just gone dormant. But actually, as I'll tell you after the break, why this is the best time to give us a call.
And I received a text that somebody thought we were joking about on the MegaPros text and call line, 312-981-7200, that somebody was, there's no way that somebody was putting a carpet over their leak in the basement. But they called the show. She called the show.
I'm surprised she'd even call and say that.
Yeah,
admit
that's
it.
Embarrassing.
A lady called the show and said, I've had a leak in my basement for years. And Roy's like, what are you doing to remediate? How come you haven't called? Well, I just keep putting carpet down, and I keep taking the carpet out when it starts to smell and get moldy.
People, they get water, they want to contain it, and they want to absorb it or whatever, so they grab whatever, and that's she grabbed her carpet. It's very common, whether it's a carpet or something else, it's just wrong.
We're not making this up, folks. I'm telling you. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Love her.
Well, no, listen, yeah, we love all the callers and all the listeners, and we encourage everybody to call 312-981-7200. Because we can't make this stuff up.
We're not that funny.
That's why the show's so great. People call in. What are you doing to solve it? I'm throwing a rug over it. I'm like, what? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's the MegaPros call text line. I'm going to pay some bills. Be right back.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 7200-312-981-7200. That's the phone number if you want to call in. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show on AM 720 WGN. We're here to help you with all of your real estate needs. We have real estate experts in studio. A lot of these folks that you've heard on advertise on the show, like I do, Amy Kite from Amy Kite Infinity, Mega Pros Joe, Tom Janke, Roy Spencer, and somebody that I want to introduce you to is, before we're going to get, after Gary talks, we're going to get over to Valerie in Aurora, Roy. She's got a question about her basement. But what I have developed a great relationship, and everybody on the show has developed a great relationship with, a gentleman that I talk about all the time on the air, by the name of Gary Novell. He's taught me everything I know about credit. He's known as the credit guru, and his phone number is 630-624-9557. We have Gary on every single week at the bottom of the hour at 10:30 to give a credit tip so people don't make the mistakes that other people that call him, other listeners that call him, make.
Yeah.
And so our listeners can learn and enhance their credit. So not only when they go buy a home, but when they buy a car, when you apply for a job, a lot of employers now are pulling credit,
yep,
right? When you go to get car insurance or homeowner's insurance, the Allstate guy, my guy Jimmy Towns, is pulling credit.
Yep.
In order to see how good you are and or how credit challenged you are, because your credit determines your ability to pay.
Of course.
And if you have a better ability to pay, you're going to get a lower rate. So that's what it is. Gary's calling in every Saturday at 10:30. This week's topic is about divorce and how divorced, you know, the traps that people have to avoid. So they don't blow up their credit during a divorce. How you doing, Gary? Welcome to the show on WGN AM 720.
Good morning, David. Congratulations on the new show, and it's really good to be under the and part of the WGN family now.
Oh, it's great. It's been
This is our fourth radio show we've been doing together, and we finally made it.
Yep, fourth station. But hopefully, we're here for a long time. I'm not packing these bags again. This is it. We're putting the anchor down. So for people going through a divorce, or thinking about going through a divorce, before we get to Valerie and Aurora about her basement challenges, what recommendations do you have for folks, all of our listeners out there, that they should be aware of if they are thinking about filing divorce or are in the process of divorce?
Well, first off, I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year out there to all of our listeners and our new listeners. And, you know, like you mentioned before, Dave, it's January, and for some reason we talk about this every single year. It's the time of the year that has the most divorce filings for some reason. And as the caller before mentioned, going through a divorce is never easy. And one way to make it a little less stressful is to determine who is going to be responsible for any outstanding debt, because that's usually the big problem when you go through a divorce. And these will be any accounts you need to address that both parties are associated with, or they're on jointly and financially responsible for each account. And the best time to get this settled is while everybody is talking and the lawyers are still involved, before you go in front of the judge. And the biggest thing you need to remember is never believe what a divorce attorney tells you about your credit. Okay, that's the biggest thing you have to remember. A divorce decree carries absolutely no weight as far as a creditor is concerned. And if your name is on an account, you will be held responsible for the debt, and it will continue to show on your credit report. If you have a joint credit card, you need to either close the account or get your name removed off of that card if the other person is going to be responsible for it. If you have a car loan, installment loan, or a mortgage, you need to have the responsible person refinance that mortgage under their own name and get your name completely taken off of that account. As an example, if your ex is going to continue to live in the house and a divorce decree says they are responsible for the mortgage, but if they start missing payments, those late payments are going to show up on both of your credit reports, and it's going to drop your scores. And the lender doesn't care about a divorce decree. And if the person that's responsible for the loan misses payments and drops the score, it can be very difficult to get the loan redone under their name alone, and that could lead to major issues down the road. I have seen some very brutal divorces with one person purposely missing payments to ruin the other person's credit. And the last thing is that no matter what you hear, divorces do not show up on your credit report or affect your credit scores. For any questions on this topic or any situation about your credit or credit scores, call me at 630-624-9557. Visit my website, creditguru.com, and it's credit with a K. And as we all like to say on the show, we can't help if you don't call.
Yeah.
And that number again is 630-624-9557.
We've seen it both ways, Gary. We've seen it. The men throw torpedoes.
It's not just the men. It's not just the wife. I mean, it goes both ways. And, man, there are some bad feelings with some divorces. And people use credit as a weapon to hurt the other person.
It's equal opportunity credit destruction. Okay, mm-hmm. I've seen it both ways. I hate him. I'm going to take him down. I hate her. I'm going to take him down. And what happens is exactly what Gary said. They go to Amy to buy a house.
Yeah.
Okay, because typically somebody's got to move out. Okay, or you know, they either keep the house and keep the kids, right? Yeah. Or they got to sell. So, you know, divorce is a realtor's dream because they either get one deal or they get four deals, right? You know, one deal or three deals. I'm only kidding.
She's drooling over there.
No, I'm not saying that Amy is encouraging divorce. Yeah. It's a great time for business for realtors. No, I'm not saying that. But, you know, typically, you know, the kids... Somebody staying in the house if you can, so you don't disrupt the family as little as possible. And then the other person is either going to rent the house or buy a house locally as close to possible for child care and joint custody. I've seen hundreds of transactions blow up because of a vindictive spouse on the way out.
Yep.
And they come to me and say, well, he was supposed to pay it or she was supposed to pay it. Well, guess what? They didn't pay it.
I was supposed to get a new Mercedes.
Right. I've been trying to lose the same 50 pounds for the last 25 years. Guess what? It's not going anywhere. Okay? But what I'm saying is that if your name, exactly what Gary said, if your name's on a credit card, you've got to make sure that the other person's paying for it. How do you do that? Sign on to the account. Make sure it's being paid. If it's not being paid, figure out a way to pay it. Then go to your attorney and get the money back through the courts. You've got to maintain the integrity of your credit. Because
David, it's pretty funny because when people are happily married, there's a competition between the husband and the wife to see who can have the best and the highest credit scores of
the two of them.
But then when they get divorced, then it all goes away and all they want to do is destroy your credit and make you suffer for it.
You got it. All right, your phone number one more time. We got to get out to Aurora to help a lady with her leaky basement.
630-624-9557. I'm here for any questions about your credit.
All right, best in the business. Thanks, Gary. Happy New Year, buddy. 312-591-8900. Out to Valerie in Aurora. Question for Roy Spencer. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my question.
Thanks for calling.
So we bought a house in Aurora about a year ago, and we noticed that there is, it's always wet in the corner of our basement. Well, my husband thought he had this great idea, and he caulked it. Did absolutely nothing. I just want to know, like, is there another type of material I could put on there just that, you know, it's when it rains, it gets a little wet, more wet, and, you know, I just don't know what else to do.
What does your husband do for a living, Valerie?
He's a mechanic.
Okay.
How does he even have a surgeon
or something of that nature?
He's got caulk. He's got a caulk gun. Why not?
He knew how to use the caulking gun.
You don't have any carpet to put there to soak up the water. So, Roy, you've heard these stories for 40 years.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, thank you for calling, Valerie. And you're right. It's not the way to live. There's no reason to live with it. If you've got a problem, it can be fixed, and it can be fixed permanently, and it's just a matter of, you know, getting the right information. Can I ask you, is your basement paneled or finished in that area where you're getting seepage, or is it just bare walls?
It's bare walls.
Okay,
great. That's how I could see the water spot on it.
And when you see the water, when it does leak, does it run down the wall and come on the floor, or is this coming up where the floor and the wall meet?
You know, maybe about 6 inches from the bottom in the corner, and then it kind of trickles down. If it's raining that day, it'll go. Luckily, we have a little drain in there, and it'll like trickle down there. And it doesn't cause too many issues, but sometimes it does smell a little bit when it's really wet.
Well, the one thing we know about water, Valerie, when you have a leak, it's not going to fix itself. It's not going to rust itself shut. It will get worse. That much I will guarantee you. I'll give you that guarantee, even if we don't do work for you. The problem's going to get worse, and it does cause other problems, including health problems and things like that. So no reason to live with it. From what you described to me, you have a poured concrete wall. I'm presuming the walls are poured concrete. They're not cinder block or brick or something.
Correct.
Okay, and that's very common. The most common problem is there's a hairline crack right in the corner. It's a very common area for foundations to crack, and it might be a hairline crack. You get a flashlight and a razor knife, you might be able to see the crack. Crack will run from top to bottom. Typically only leaks that closer to the bottom, and you just might just see, you know, water residue or rust stains or something. But that's the most common, the way you're describing it, that's the most common problem we deal with, and it can be relatively easily repaired and inexpensively with an epoxy injection. Since it's accessible, we can repair this crack from the inside by injecting epoxy resin throughout the entire crack, all the way through to the outside, which will actually structurally weld the wall back together and eliminate as if there's no crack there. It'll be like of your basement and totally waterproof. So, you know, give us a call, 800-421-7325. We'll come out. We'll not only look at that crack, we'll look at the rest of the foundation, make sure there's no other potential problems. Like, this one didn't always leak, did it? When did it start leaking?
Not, after we signed the papers.
Well, that's what triggered it. But honestly, you've got all the cracks Murphy's you're going to get in your foundation, but there may be hairline, like this one didn't always leak. You may have other cracks that are lurking there. We can identify those for you and give you a proposal on and making the whole basement dry, or we'd be happy to repair just the active crack you've got right now. So, again, thank you for the call. But again, you know, if I need my car repaired, I'm happy to go to your husband. I hope you give us an opportunity to help you.
I'll tell you what, Valerie, I had a leak in my basement. Okay. Mm-hmm. I took a picture and I'm like, hey, Roy, I've got water coming up from the ground. Is this normally? He's like, how long have I been on your show? He's like, no. And he's like, it's not coming up from the ground. It's coming from a crack. Long story short, I had a crack in my wall that I had no idea, Valerie.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I have a new drain tile system, thanks to PermaSeal, in my basement that when I go to sell my house that Amy Kite's going to sell, coming up here in the spring. So if you want to buy a house in Northbrook, let me know. I've got a transferable warranty that the new buyer can put in the bank, that if anything happens, nothing's happened. I love when it rains now, because I just go in my basement and I'm like, bring it on, baby, bring it on, because I don't have any locks. Go ahead, Tommy.
You know what? Actually, what has it been? I think, Roy, about 3 years ago, I bought this house and rehabbed it for my son and my daughter-in-law. And, you know, we saw that there was a little crack in the foundation. So we called up Roy and he sent his crew out. And one crack ended up, they found three cracks. So sometimes when you think it's just one area, and that's the beauty part, is when we came in, we specifically talked about one crack, but then they went through and examined everything else, found two more. I will tell you that basement is his door. Plus, he did the
encapsulation.
He did the encapsulation because it had a crawl space as part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That encapsulation gave them so much more storage space, but most importantly is, their basement is dry.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we do. We can happy to solve your active problem. The reason you call us, hey, my pump's out, you know, my crack's leaking or whatever, happy to do that. But again, we'll give you a free inspection, make you aware, and help you prevent problems before you have a problem. And a lot of people appreciate that.
Yeah. And that caulk gun from your mechanic husband, tell him to put that away, and Roy's bringing in the real caulk gun. Okay.
There you go. I will do that. Thank you so much. Right. Can I have that number one more time?
Sure. It's 800-421-7325.
And we give away Mr. Floor Cleaning Products to all our callers. Do you have hardwood floors upstairs?
I do.
We got the best hardwood floor cleaning product around. Hang tight. We're going to get your name and address, and Mr. Floor is going to send you a sample. I appreciate you calling. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We got Barbara from the north side calling in with 100-year-old house questions. Got a leak. Then we're going to get to Amy Kite talking about houses going on the market this time of year. Also, I want to talk about everything you did for me with my house, because my wife is
Be nice.
I'm going to be nice. We're going to take a quick break. That's how I'm going to be nice. All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home. Anxious is a good word. Listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thank you. It's Saturday night. It's game night. You don't upset the wife on game night. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show, AM 720, like Roy did before the show. He's firing bombs at his wife. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, wait till Sunday night. You got a whole 6 days to recover.
Well, Amy's right. Egging her on. It's divorce.
I got people to hold my jacket. Okay. So you're listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN, MegaPros call, text line 3125. Got to stop doing that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with more of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, AM 720. WGN, 312-981-7200. I have to get in the habit of saying that. I was started doing 591, but I caught myself. It's 981-7200. So this portion of the show, I do spinning, right? And we have a studio spin song, and I encourage everybody. I encourage everybody to join me. Nobody's joined me except Jeremy.
Yeah, four in the morning. Are you nuts?
It was 6:45. Yeah. He came in. So this week, and I started spin song karaoke because I'm a marketing genius. And at five thirty in the morning, Roy, we start out by doing a karaoke song. Why? Because why not? It's 5:30 in the morning. What are you going to do?
What else are you going to
do? So this week's song, hit it, Ashley.
Oh,
so solid.
Love this song.
So solid. Right? Yeah. Kind of brings us back to this. Sure. Don't stop believing. I've been believing to be here for the past 10 years. Just tie it all together. Yeah, and this is going to be the studio spin song in Northfield. If you want to join us, bikes are open. The first one's free. You could roll in 15 minutes late like Jeremy did. In his smoking jacket and leather shoes. He's like, hey, guys, I'm here. Where's my open
bike? I did
all
right.
Yeah, you did all right.
Okay. I did all right.
All right.
You
well,
kicked my tuchus.
I kicked your tuchus because you were sweating.
Can I join
like,
virtually or spiritually?
Yeah, you can join spiritually.
Yeah,
this is a Peloton.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there in theory.
Yeah. Roy's right here.
We're going to get
spirit. Tom's right here in theory.
Right.
Perfect.
Right. So we're going to get over to Barbara right now, who's got a question about her roof for Jeremy. What's up, Barbara? How can we help you?
Hi, sorry about that. Let me just walk away from the radio, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I do that all the time.
So we have,
I mean, my wife does that all the time listening to the show.
Go ahead, Barbara.
We have a 100-year-old bungalow on the north side.
Okay.
And there's a leak on the west side under a window that for years has just been dealt with towels on the floor, and when it rains, they put the towels in the washer and dryer and put them back down again.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, not so much.
Okay.
I mean, how many towels do you have?
A lot. It's a 7-bedroom bungalow. So, yeah. But my question is, my parents are elderly, and there's a leak under the pool table, like from the floor. Besides the one on the west side, this one is like in the center of the main part of the basement.
Mm-hmm.
If I have it fixed, can they stay in the house or do I have to get them out?
Ooh. So that's a two-part question. So for the roof part, we'll go to you first for the roof, and we use recommended.
No, it's all basement.
It's all basement.
It's all basement.
It's all basement.
Oh, okay.
West side of the basement, under a window.
Under a window.
And then in the center of the floor.
Oh, I thought it said roof. I'm sorry. It's basement.
Okay,
it's you, Roy.
The first answer to your question, last question is first, is that no, your parents don't have to leave the house no matter what we're doing. We work in people's homes all the time, and most repairs are done in one day, and we put up drop cloths and actually dust barriers and everything, so we control things and stuff. So we're used to working in and around people in their homes. So no matter what the problem is, that you don't have to remove your parents from the home. Can I ask you, Barbara, and again, in their basement, is it, when you said it's coming up from underneath the pool table, is there carpet, tile, is the floor
No, it's
open,
a concrete floor.
Okay. Mm. When you say it's coming up through the middle of the floor, can you see, is there a crack in the floor or anything?
Yes.
Okay. And so the water, it's safe to say, is coming up through the crack?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a sump pump in the home?
No.
Okay. All right. So you got a 100-year-old home. You know, honestly, they weren't designed with sump pumps back then, so that's normal. So what is happening is there's water pressures building around the foundation, and it's coming up, building up from underneath the foundation, and it's pushing up, and is when it rains hard, I'm sure this is when it happens, and the water comes up, you know, through the basement floor. So that's, you know, again, 100 years ago, homes were cellars. They weren't, you know, finished basements, weren't pool tables down there and things like that.
Right.
But today we use our basements. We want to use them, and we know it's not healthy to have water down there. So that's why sump pumps, drain tile systems are there to relieve this water pressure from underneath the floor so it doesn't push up against your floor. So what's happening is natural if you don't have a drain tile and a sump pump system. So that's what you're going to need. Let's come out and give you a free estimate. We'll tell you not only what it costs and what's been done, but, you know, how it's being done, how we're going to move material, just to put you and your parents at ease that this can be done. But we do it every day, and it can be fixed permanently. Again, there's no reason to live with it because it's not going to get any better. Eventually, you go to sell the house. You're going to have to you know, pay for it on your way out the door. So let's at least find out what we're dealing with. But I can assure you that we can do it properly and permanently with a minimum of disruption to you and your parents.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Do they have hardwood floors in that 100-year-old house?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to send you Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product, best product around.
Oh, thank you.
As a sample. Can you hang tight?
Of course. Thank you.
Hey, Barbara, thanks for listening. And tell your friends, okay?
Of course.
All right, hang tight, thanks, Barbara. 312-981-7200. Tell you what, Amy, let's do this. You want to throw something out there?
I just want to chime in one thing, just like I was talking about before with that house in St. Charles. Number one, you know, for Roy, what you do is people shouldn't look at that as an expense. They should be looking at that as an investment.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, that's a real key point because you aren't going to be able to sell that house if you don't make that investment.
It's going to have to be done. So do it while you live there. We see too many owners who do things just when they get ready to sell, and they're like, man, I wish I had done that while I lived here. Get it done and enjoy it a little bit. So get the health issue taken care of, because a lot of these times these could become health issues. And
the problem does get worse, and sometimes it causes more damage, or you start to have health problems, and it's more expensive. Boy, a stitch in time, right?
Water's bad.
So investment. That's
okay, so on our previous station, lady called in and put carpet down. This lady keeps changing towels.
Hey, you know? Okay.
No, husband's caulking stuff. Thing.
So
we're inventive. We're creative.
The show's here to solve problems.
Sure. Right.
Okay. And those towels are not going to magically seal that hole in a crack in the foundation. No. And we lived through, your guys were downstairs with sledgehammers installing the drain tile. They were there one day, did everything. We had to wait for the city of Northbrook or the village of Northbrook to come out to sign off before you filled it in the next day. You guys were in and out. If the Northbrook inspector was available to come that day, you would have been in and out one day, but he was tied up, or she was tied up.
Yeah.
So that's what it's. Tell you what, we're going to talk about your topic, Amy, at the top of the hour. Tommy, we're going to talk about doors. At 11:15, and Stevie here at 11:15, we're going to talk about selling, buying homes, and we're going to talk about a great job you did advising us to prep our house. Cool. We're going to put Stevie back on from Chicago because we got to hit a break. This is first hour flew by. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. So happy to be able to say that. Proud to be able to say that. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back after these messages.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Here's your host, David Hochberg.
I'll get the buttons down, all right? I never had a studio where I had to, like, activate the mics before. Take it easy, Roy Spencer. It's like fixing a basement blindfolded, all right? He's laughing at me over there. Like, yeah, look at this guy, radio show host.
Oh, it's just not Roy laughing with you.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. Listen, I'm new to this board, all right? Back off. 312-981-7200. WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. That's the MegaPros call and text line. We're going to go over to Amy Kite. And Amy Kite's topic is coming soon properties. What does that mean for you as the buyer and the seller? I have a coming soon property. My wife and I are building a house, and we are selling our house, prepping our house to sell. For the love of God. That's, I think, worse than moving. Okay, because we called Amy, and my wife is very organized in a disorganized way, and she's got her way of doing things, and she has 700 questions. I'm like, call Amy. I'm like, that's what she does. So long story short, Amy came over. Why don't you take it from there? I hooked you guys up. My wife's name's Elise. 3 months ago?
Oh, no, it was probably June.
It was June. Yeah. Yeah, no, we started building a house in June, and Elise is a planner, likes to be like, you know, get ahead of it. I'm like, she's asking me like all these questions. I'm like, what? Here's Amy's number, right? I'm like, stop. This
you're not
is
an
Amy's.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to get the financing. Talk to Amy.
Right.
So I set him up on a text. I think we went to dinner.
We did.
Yeah, went to Shaw's in Wheeling. No, Bob Chin's in Wheeling. Right. And, sat there and talked about buying and selling homes, and you took it from there. So walk somebody through who's thinking about knowing that they're going to be moving. What the steps?
Yeah. So I first thing I'll tell you is talk to a real estate professional.
Yes.
Preferably one that sells a lot of houses and not one who sells a few, because they're going to give you. One who sells a lot of houses knows what the buyers are looking for. You, when you go to sell a house, you are selling a house. You're putting it in a position to be for the most amount of buyers to want to buy it.
Yeah. Yes.
And the issue is, right, the issue is people talk to their paint contractors and the paint contractors paint white, right? They're like, oh, yeah, you should be painting it white. Yeah. No.
That's a good contractor
You should not
voice.
Be painting it white. So you got to talk to a professional to know exactly what you need to do. David, how does your house look now that you have new paint on your walls and the hardwood floors, which Elise did kind of push back. She wasn't thrilled with what I told her.
Right.
And yet you guys came home to newly done floors, thanks to Mr. Floor. How do they look?
Well, I will tell you this. I know nothing about color. If it was me, it would be white on white, because that's what I know nothing about color.
And sterile.
Well, yeah, look at me, right? I'm Mr. Sterile. And more ways than one. Wow. But I want to think. Never mind.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that later.
Next show.
The whole process was, I knew that our house, we had different color walls and different color rooms, and I knew it wasn't marketable in the shape that it was in. It was great for us while we lived there. It wasn't great to be neutral enough to go to the marketplace to max it out.
Yeah.
Okay, to max it out. So I'm like, call Amy, you get the paint color, and Amy, and you recommended what paint color?
Edgecombe gray.
Edgecombe gray.
You know that.
Okay, so boom. Everything is Edgecombe gray. I don't know nothing about Edgecombe. I know nothing about gray. All I know is that we hired painters, and they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely gorgeous. Everything's great. It looks beautiful. Then we have hardwood floors that were like original when we moved in with two dogs and three kids and me. Okay, they were all beaten up. We're lucky to have hardwood floors upstairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had them covered.
We had them covered with carpet, because when we moved in 16 years ago, it was carpet. Everything was carpet.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we replaced the carpet on the stairs and upstairs with more carpet.
Yeah.
And I always knew we had hardwood floors. And Amy's like, are there hardwood floors? So we started, what do we start doing? Amy starts ripping up carpet all over my upstairs and starts pulling carpet up, and we had hardwood.
Nice.
So I called Mr. Floor, who's the sponsor of the show, and he's like, here's what we're going to do. Amy picked the color of the floor. We went dark, cappuccino.
I don't remember
whatever
what it
the
was.
Hell it is.
Yeah.
It's a dark brown. And I'm just like, whatever Amy says, do.
Let's do it.
And while we were on vacation, they came in. We moved everything from upstairs, downstairs. These guys came in, completely ripped up everything. As they ripped up stuff, they realized that we moved some walls back 16 years ago when we renovated the house we moved in. So we needed, whoops, so there's no hardwood floors over there. Yeah. We need to put hardwood floor there.
Sure.
A little patchwork turns into major patchwork because we kind of drilled screws into the hardwood floor to stop the
new
creaking
walls.
Which doesn't work at all.
No.
So we had to rip all of that up. More work done. So long as it looks absolutely gorgeous, thanks to Amy Kite.
Nice.
And now we're moving the house back together and moving stuff to storage and everything else. But it's important that we had the consultation with the professional, because it's going to maximize the value of our house.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, that's the first thing we want to do. And I don't care if you aren't considering selling for 5 years from now. I want to come out now because, hey, like we said earlier, enjoy some of these things that you're going to do, right?
Fixing a leaky basement.
Right.
Well, and baby step it, too. You know, I think one of the things, when you go to sell a house, you sit back and you're like, wow, this is a huge list.
Right.
Sure.
Start small.
Right.
You know, and enjoy it.
Right.
Good
and
point.
So, like, when we went and sold a house in 2009, we had $20,000 worth of work. Had I spread that out, $5,000 a year over 4 years, a little easier to muster than $20,000 at once. So, let's get out there. Let's talk about what to do. And then, you know, okay, when the time comes, you're ready to go to the market. You can plan. And then what we can do, too, if we know, hey, I'm not going to be ready for another 3 months. We're putting some finishing touches on, or we need to wait because of my husband doesn't retire until X. And so in order to time the sale, we don't want to hit the market until a certain time. That's when we can go on the private network.
Yep.
Private network is an opportunity for us to market it to the agents. So the agents know that it's coming to the market. We do sell houses off from the private network, so it can save you from having to go to the market.
Nice.
And it's great for buyers. If there's a buyer out there who's interested, can't seem to find a house, call us, because we have a private network that we can actually find you houses that are not available to the public.
Is that just available
like
through Amy Kite, or is that anybody can call anybody's realtor and get on their private network? How does that work?
Yeah. So, I mean, we certainly have our own, because we are in so many homes, because we sell so many properties.
Yeah.
So we have our own private network, and then there is a public public private.
You would give any of your clients access to your private, so they can see homes that aren't even listed yet?
Right. Mm, well, wow. We cannot give anybody access to it, but once we know your parameters, then we can search the private network and continue to search the private network for you.
So I think I have something for you that fits.
Exactly.
Cool. And you know what I'm doing?
That way.
I'm calling realtors that I know through the spin class and through just like our kids' friends that are realtors in Northbrook saying, hey, our house is coming on the market. They get all excited because they think they're getting the listing. I'm like, oh, by the way, Amy Kite's going to be listing it because I'm friends with her.
But
we do a lot of business. And she's part of the show, and you're not getting the listing. But if you have somebody, call Amy because she's going to be a pocket sale, right? You call it
pocket listing
too. Hey, Amy's going to be representing us. I don't want to be dealing with it.
No.
Call Amy, and Amy will tell you all about it. It's
a
5-bedroom house and all that stuff. You know, hardwood floors, big backyard, all the amenities. But that's what it's all about.
Right.
Is hiring a professional and my wife Elise, who I love dearly, who's listening and didn't like the comment who I said, you know, she's very organized and disorganized way. I love you, sweetheart. I was only joking. I didn't think she would
listen. Oh man,
she never listens. What is she listening?
Why?
So the point I'm trying to make is that she came to me and said, well, what if these realtors find somebody? I'm like, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm going to send it over to Amy and let Amy deal with it there.
Yeah. Right.
But Amy, the coming soon thing, didn't I see a sign down the street from me that said coming soon?
Yep.
Oh.
So that's a new thing to me. I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah. And so those are the ones that are not public yet, but they are coming
soon. That's part
soon.
Of your
it's like
private
a
network.
Part of our
and then
private
you put network. Up a... Oh, so yes, what if exactly. somebody walking down the street sees that sign?
Then they call us.
Okay.
And we can give them information, and we may be able to get them in.
But it's not on MLS yet.
It's not in the MLS. It's not public.
Got it.
It is not public. You just have to call direct, and we can give you information.
I saw that. I worked on my street, I think.
Yep.
That is what the show is all about. You've been seeing properties for the past 30, 40, 50 years, and you never knew what that meant.
I never saw that. I never saw that sign.
Know,
that's
David.
I had no idea.
You kind of work in this business, and you didn't know a month or two ago
silly.
When I brought it up.
I'm on the finance side of it. I'm getting people the money to buy the house. I didn't know about this internal private secret society.
But the coming soon, that's a new sign, right?
Yes.
I really haven't seen that sign before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. So coming soon, there's going to be a beautiful house in Northbrook on Charlemagne that's going to be up for sale in the 27th school district. I could say that. Amy probably can't.
Hmm.
It's a gorgeous house. We just had the hardwood floors done by Mr. Floor.
Got a dry basement.
You didn't let me finish. You jumped in. You blew it. You blew the plug.
Right,
and plus a finished a new drain tile, brand new carpeting from Mr. Floor again, but the drain tile from PermaSeal.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a basement defender from PermaSeal. One of the first.
Yep.
One of the first, Roy Spencer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that one's going to break then.
No,
if it's like, it's a prototype.
It's one of the first.
Oh, wow.
My system is not a prototype. I made sure Roy Spencer tested.
Good,
it tests my sump pump on a daily, every day, to make sure I don't have any challenges. But Amy's going to be selling it. And this is what, I didn't know anything about it a year ago, in June. 6 months ago, we started this process.
Right.
And that's what people have to do. And my wife's like, what about this? I'm like, text
Amy.
I'm not dealing with it because I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to get us a mortgage. I don't know about that. So if people want to reach you, Amy, how do they reach you?
847-877-9881.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And then we're going to come back with Tom Janke talking about custom doors. Custom doors.
Custom.
The people think that custom doors are only for internal doors, are external doors, but they're also for internal doors.
Sure.
Probably more so internal than it is external.
Because people don't, especially on homes that settle, because you've got the little, you know, not everything is plumbed.
Nobody can see your hands.
Well,
but,
I know. Well, they understand with the hand gestures.
A lot of it is we deal with a lot of houses that are, you know, pre-1960.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that have special size doors. It's shorter doors.
It's shorter people back then.
We're going to take a quick break. That's nice. Height challenge, people. Tom, it's not short. We don't need people coming and start filing complaints. All right, listen to Homes We Know, Chicago, AM 720. WGN, phone number 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be back with Tom Janke talking about custom doors after these messages.
Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Here's your host, David Hochberg.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Right, baby. I was getting ready for the show. Like working on 30 minutes of sleep and about seven cappuccinos. So if I get a little shaky and give out different radio stations' phone numbers, cut me some slack. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. I know that we're reaching the audience when we have crosstalk here during the breaks. And we start learning stuff, and I'm doing other things with Ashley, our producer, who's doing a tremendous job. And, you just hearing our sponsors and our co-hosts talk amongst themselves, like, I didn't know that. That's something that I learned, and I didn't know that. So if we didn't know that, and we're learning stuff, and we've got over 150 years worth of experience in the real estate industry in this room, I know that we are reaching out and helping our listeners out there. And that's what this show is all about, helping listeners with their real estate questions, their challenges, their home improvement questions, their home selling questions, like I had and my wife had about selling a home. We didn't know. I'm like, call Amy. I mean, that's what we did. So, boom, yep. There you go. You got a question, call Mega Pros, right? That's what this show is all about. So, what we'd like to do is every week have a Mega Pros Joe. Jeremy's in for his father today. Question of the show. So if you have a home improvement question and we use it, you're going to send them a hoodie.
Yep.
On a Mega Pro sweatshirt that, yep, John Williams has given out, a hoodie sweatshirt that I know that your father loves.
Yep.
And so if you have any questions, home improvement questions, and want that we use on the air, you could just send me an email, david@56david.com, or give us a call, 855-56-DAVID, and we'll get the question and Mega Pros will answer it on next week's show. Tom Janke.
I'm here.
Let's talk about custom doors. Height challenge, people. There's a growth spurt after the 60s, but all the homes built prior to the 60s, it might be that lead paint. It might be the fact that there weren't any sun pumps.
They didn't live as long.
Asbestos,
you know, those type of things.
Asbestos tiles.
You know, I came up with the idea for this topic because just prior to Christmas, I think it was the 21st of December, is Saturday. I get out on the floor once in a while on Saturdays. That's the only day that they let me out there to talk to people. And we were kind of overwhelmed with people. So I said, I'll take a few customers.
Let me show them how it's done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then I had to ask everybody all these questions, so they could tell me what to do. I push a pencil all day. Anyway, I was with this customer, and they had talked about, they had gone to, and this is a true story, went to a big box store. A lot of times when people are doing basements, just because basements don't have the 8-foot high ceilings, they have a shorter ceiling. So instead of an 80-inch high door, we've seen a lot of 77, 76-inch height doors. Mm-hmm. So they had gone over to the big box. By the time they got the price, which shocked them, but more importantly, it took about 6 weeks. They said it was 4 to 6 weeks, and because of the holiday, it could take up to 8 weeks to do it. So they decided, they had actually heard one of our commercials on WGN where we talked about doors, and they came in. We saved them about 15% over what the big box store, which I won't name that big orange one or anything.
rhymes with Depot?
Yeah. Yes,
starts with home. Right, starts with home.
So anyway, that was the 21st. We had we had all their doors done by Christmas.
Wow.
And that's because you do them.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I've done years ago was I bought one of the biggest millwork companies. So what it did for us is it gave us the ability to do all these custom doors on site. There's nobody out there who will do it. And I've got two guys in our door shop, which, I hate to say, but combined total, they have about 65 years. Wow. And we actually have millwork companies send us their hard doors, and we hang them for them just because it's something that, we really do well. We also just had a customer in that needed a custom front door. They had a particular size opening. The problem is it's a brick opening.
Well, yeah. Can't make it bigger, can't make it smaller.
You can't. Yeah. Yep. You can make it bigger by getting a bigger hammer.
Well, yeah.
But you can't make it smaller without putting more brick in.
Yeah.
So we were able to customize a door for them. So that's, it's something that people don't think about, but you know, you don't need to wait the 6 or 8 weeks. Plus, I've heard so many horror stories where they give the big box stores the order comes in, and it's all wrong.
Yes. Yep.
And you know what they do at the big box? They just go, okay, no big deal.
Oh, you want your money back?
Yeah.
Not your time.
They don't own it.
Right.
We own it. And I will tell you that I cannot remember in, you know, we've been doing custom doors now for about 7 years. I can't remember one of them coming back because it was something that we did incorrectly.
Well, you did my buddy David Hendrickson's house out in St. Charles.
Yes.
And his wife, Ness, didn't like the color or liked the color or maybe didn't want it a different color. But it was the exact color, and then after you put it up and she slept on it, not on the door, but after she got up, you know, but she wound up calling me and saying, thank you very much. And you saved them like 45%, 50%.
50%.
50%.
That was a big door with double side lights. It had a big transom up there. All we started with was the door slab.
Right.
We built everything else. We're, you know, you can come in and we've got different glass patterns, pick a glass out. We've got doors we can put, you know, put them into a slab. We can do wide jams. We can do small jams. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you get out of us is not available anywhere else in the time, you know, the time frame basically is the big benefit to us.
Can the listeners bring in pictures, you know, like when you go to a barber or a beauty salon, they're like, I want my hair to look like this, right? And they're like, well, you don't have any hair.
How often do you do that?
Right. Every 3 weeks. I go with a different.
La.
Yeah. Those golden locks of yours, I'm telling you.
Well, it's getting gray, but it's the same thing. Yeah.
I think your question is, can people bring in a picture of a door?
Yeah.
They can do that. Mm. We actually had somebody come in the other day and had an idea for a door. Well, we are somewhat limited to our suppliers for glass. They might be looking in a catalog, and it is a proprietary product to a Masonite or somebody else. We can't necessarily get that, but we've got other glass, and you know, glass doesn't differ a huge amount.
But you still could give them what they want, more or less.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, every single time we're in a pinch with a customer, their door, we're using you guys every single time. And it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's just something that, you know, we're not only able to do their doors, but then we bundle it with floors, we do kitchens. I mean, and as our new tagline is going to be, is we are so much more. So it's so much more than kitchens or doors or flooring or vanities, but not price.
We just
price,
got vanities from you.
Yeah.
For one of our rehabs, we actually bought a couple of vanities and
And the tops?
Yes.
And
gorgeous tops. I have to tell you.
Actually, Amy needed some tops, but she needed some specific sizes. So
countertops.
Yes.
These are vanity tops.
Vanity tops.
Yep. I think we had them in basically about, I mean, we custom ordered them, had them in a week.
Oh, yeah. Nice. 3 days, I think. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you had them in no time.
And so this isn't, and again, we're educating and introducing the listeners to the things that we do. This isn't just for, we had the lady with the 100-year-old house, you know, of course, called PermaSeal. You pick up the towels and give your washing machine and dryer a break. This is also for contractors, for Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know, this is for fix and flippers like Amy. I mean, you know, you fix and flip a ton of houses. Yep. But Tommy, you know,
we have a whole division that's primarily just for the flippers. We have a particular cabinet. We have a vinyl flooring. We have doors. We have trim. You know, right now these flippers they're going to this place to get cabinets and this place to get doors and this place to get flooring. What we do is we bundle it all together. We do a one-stop shop.
And it's five miles east of the Oberg Shopping Center.
5 miles east of the Oberg Shopping Center.
And you deliver it to the garage, and it's all bundled together, and project's in the garage, ready to be put together.
And a lot of times what we do is, you know, the contractors want to get started early. So let's just say they want to start on a Thursday at 6 o'clock in the morning. Our trucks are in that house dropping everything off Wednesday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we've had situations where, you know, occasionally it's our fault. Most of the time it's contractors where they mismeasure something. And I will tell you that has never happened with the Mega Pros.
But with
these flippers, you know, they'll do something wrong. We can have a cabinet out in 90 minutes.
Really?
That's amazing.
That's the type of service that we do.
All right,
you call me Betty.
We got to call
you. Just call me Betty.
I call you Betty?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone line is 312-981-7200. The text line, the MegaPros call and text line, it's the same number, 312-981-7200. You can go to our website, by the way, WGNDate.com. It takes you right to the show webpage. We're still under construction. We hope to have that fully functioning by next week's show. But we're going to take a quick break here. Come back with, we have a lady that's waiting at home, Jessica in Worth, with a question for Roy. And we're going to pay some bills. Be right back, folks.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. Welcome back. I apologize. I'm getting, this is the first show in the new studio at a new station, and everybody in studio is laughing at me because all I have to do is hit five buttons. And for some reason, the on button's blue and the off button's white. It would be nice if the off button was red, but what do I know? I'm just glad to be here. So I promise by the next show, I will get this fully functioning and operational. Next week's show, we'll do a little tease. Stephen A. Leahy will be in studio. He is our IRS radio answer man and bankruptcy attorney of the show. Corey Ambrose from JC Restoration. Mike Bodart from Lindemann Roofing. And, of course, MegaPros Jer from MegaPros Home Improvement in place of Joe, who's on sabbatical right now. We're going to go out to Jessica, who's been waiting a very, 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 very long time. So thank you for your patience, Jessica. And I apologize that you had to wait so long. How can we help you?
I actually have a question for Roy. I own a home in Worth, and I noticed that in my basement, some of the walls seem to be, I don't know, maybe caving in a little bit. Yeah. And I'm starting to notice on the top floor that, like, you know, my floors are uneven. I notice some cracking in my walls in funny places.
You should have seen Roy's face grimace when you said that. I have to tell you,
well,
that was priceless.
Don't make it sound a little good. Bit.
Right.
It's like a little bit pregnant or something, you know, and it really is.
Is there such a thing?
As caving?
No, as kind of pregnant?
No. I can't unring that bell.
I thought I'd throw that out
ask
there for
your
you.
Wife about
ask your
that
wife
one.
About that. Okay. Yeah. So what about caving in walls is not a good thing.
No, well, thank you for noticing that, because too many people, they don't pay attention. Or when they see things upstairs, like the floor is not level or something, or windows or doors don't shut, and they just think, well, I need doors or windows or anything. But, you know, a lot of times it does stem from the foundation, because let's think about it. Your walls, doors, windows, everything rests on the foundation. So if your foundation is moving, either the walls are moving in or down, if the foundation is settling, that's going to cause repercussions and things, symptoms upstairs. So, and if you've noticed it already in the foundation, I think you're spot on. You do have a structural foundation problem there, and that's something we definitely need to look at. You need to have an expert look at it, because sometimes it is the walls are. I'm sorry, Jessica. Are your walls poured concrete, or are they block, or do you know what they're made?
They are poured concrete.
Okay. Are they finished? Are the walls finished? Can you see the walls?
They're unfinished.
Okay. Can you see cracking in the walls?
I do notice a little bit of cracking. It seems really kind of hairline, but I'm not getting any water or anything. It's just in funny places. Like I said, I feel like my walls are caving.
How old is your house?
Mm-hmm. It's probably about 90 years old.
Do your neighbors have similar challenges in their walls? Have you talked to your neighbors about it?
A few of my neighbors down the road, yes. Not my direct neighbors next to me, but some of us in the neighborhood do have similar issues.
All right, Roy, looks like you got some work in Worth coming
up. Okay, well, it's sometimes symptomatic with a neighborhood because of poor soils or whatever, but sometimes it's just individual to your house because of the way to your house, it was the way it's designed and things like that. Nevertheless, whatever the cause of the problem is, we need to get it rectified, because just like water problems, structural problems don't get any better. They will get worse, and they do get quite a bit more expensive when all of a sudden you have sewer or water line snapping or things. Mm.
Don't
you
scare
know,
her.
Well, I kind of need all to. Right. When you have a structural problem, honestly, I have a responsibility to make you aware that things can get dramatically worse, and sometimes that happens. We go through a drought or a tough winter or whatever, and things what was used to be, oh, that's a minor problem, I'll take care of that someday, is like all of a sudden it's turned into a major catastrophe where a wall is literally caved in, and you got tons of soil in your foundation.
That's hard to fix
and things.
At that point.
So
yeah.
That's my responsibility to encourage you to look into this, and let's look at that right away, because sometimes it can get dramatically worse with a heavy rain or an event like that. So again, Jessica, I appreciate you noticing that, and there are definite permanent solutions to this, and it's not a matter of just fixing a crack or something like that, but there is a permanent solution. We just have to determine, are the walls actually tipping in? Are they bowed in? Is the footing, is the foundation settling? And that can also cause the wall to appear to bow in. So we really need to have an expert look at this, and we've got a team of people, consultants, specially trained for foundation analysis like that, so we can give you a free consultation. You don't have to spend hundreds or thousands of dollars to have a structural engineer look at it to come out and tell you what you already know. You have a structural problem. So we'll come out and evaluate it and give you a free analysis and a free inspection. You just give us a call at 800-421-7325 and tell them you'd like an estimate.
Is it safe to say, and I know this is the master of the obvious, and that's what I'm really good at here, but Jessica's problem is only going to get worse if she doesn't do anything now?
Again, I will guarantee that. Okay. We don't do anything. Yeah. I'll guarantee that problem will get worse, because it's kind of like a tear in your clothing, that once it's torn, it's so much easier for it to tear further, and that's exactly
that's
what we're
example.
Dealing with.
Can I share a house in Northbrook, probably a mile away from you, where literally when I got into that house, they had torn down, it was a finished basement, they had taken the wall off from there. That wall was bowing in at the top, about a foot and a half to 2 feet.
Oh my Lord.
That was now an $80,000 problem. Yep. They couldn't sell the house without fixing it, or any investor was going to come in and give and make them an offer $160,000 less, or they had to pay the $80,000. Take care of it.
Yeah,
take
a stitch in time. Seriously, if you can arrest that wall while it's still bowing, which we can do, and keep it from getting any worse, and sometimes we pull it back. But it's way better than once a wall is too far gone, it can't be repaired, and then we have to replace, and that gets even more expensive. Yeah.
Jessica, do you have hardwood floors in your house?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'm going to send you some hardwood floor cleaning product from Mr. Floor, best in the business. He just did my floor, and I strongly recommend. And give Roy a call. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information, and somebody from PermaSeal will follow up after the show. Okay, Jessica? We'll get that fixed.
Thank you so much.
All right, Hank, thanks for calling. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to shoot out to Chicago with Glenn. You got a question for Amy, Glenn, about selling a home?
Yes, I do. I have a three flat in Chicago. Actually, it's a two flat with a garden, so I have three apartments. It's an apartment building, and I'm looking to sell it. So if the IRS is not listening, I like to minimize my tax consequences on the sale. I bought the building for approximately $200K. I guess it's worth about $500 to $600K. So I'm wondering, just generally, some advice on starting the process.
Well, the first thing I do is have a professional out. We can come out and take a look at the property, go over the value with you, and then at that point we can talk about what you'd need to do. Do you live in it?
No, unfortunately I don't, so I can't take the tax write off.
Right.
So it's an investment property.
And you have
investment property, yes.
And you've not lived in it in the last 5 years. You've never lived in it.
No. I pay the heat and water and the taxes because I'm a landlord, but that's it.
And that is how I have seen people get away from having to pay taxes on it. Is I have had people who've moved in for 2 years and then they turn around and sell a property and then it becomes the resident, and
primary
then they can
residence.
Take the $500,000 or $250,000 if you're. Yep.
Yeah.
So I've seen people do that.
Tommy,
so I can help you.
No,
with that.
You just said $500,000. Is that? I thought for a married couple, it's only $250,000. Or is it $500,000?
It's $250,000 for an individual, $500,000 for a married couple.
Oh wow! So the first $500,000 would be tax-free, essentially?
And understand that that's when you consider what you purchased the property for, any improvements, that kind of stuff. I mean, that's $500,000 in actual profit.
So it would have to be around $750,000 or $800,000 in order for that, maybe even more.
Right. So,
and I will tell you this, Amy, and Glenn, and everybody listening.
Yes.
The value of 2 and 3 and 4 unit properties in the city of Chicago have skyrocketed.
Yep.
Because a lot of our listeners might not know this. A lot of individuals bought those 2 and 3 unit properties and 4 unit properties in converted them to single family houses because it's cheaper to buy a 2 or 3 or 4 multi-unit house and convert it instead of going ground up with the city of Chicago and all their mishigas with all of the with all the building regulations and everything else. A lot cheaper for people to buy a 2, 3, or 4, gut it, and build up a single family house with just the guts on the inside torn
out. Shell.
And, and the issue too is there for a while it was very difficult to finance them when the market turned down. You couldn't get financing for those multis. So
now you can.
Now you can absolutely.
I do have a question. You know, on a commercial side of things, if you want to avoid taxation, sometimes they have a, I forget what the actual terminology, but it's a like in kind swap.
Yeah.
If this is a rental property, can you go and buy a different rental property and do a like and kind swap on a residential?
Yes, as long as it's an investment property, absolutely. And then they have to use that money for another investment property.
Right. Is there a time duration from selling?
I think it's 90 days. Isn't it 60 or 90 days? It used to be 6 months, but they cut it down.
And you can have up to 3 properties that you
have to identify three properties,
and then you have to close. I think it's 90 days.
Yeah, it's got to close within 90 days. We sold a building. I sold a building in the West Loop, and I got into another property with my buddy Scott Mazel over at SVN Commercial on Chicago. We rolled the profit into there to avoid the taxes, but I had to identify 3 different properties, and we were able to close within 90 days, so I didn't get taxed on that
money. And then there's no tax ramifications.
Any other questions, Glenn, before the break?
Yeah, one quick one, please. If I just decide to sell it because of time constraints, what is the minimum capital gains tax I might be paying on that? Is it 10 or 20% now?
Or is it 15?
No, that's a great question for your CPA. Okay. I mean, this show does a lot of things, Glenn, but given tax advice for any listener that we don't know how you're set up and that we're not experts in, we'd rather not step on that landmine and give you bad information. So I would check with your tax preparer for that information, but I'm going to put you on hold.
Thank you.
Amy's going to give you a call after the show to help you possibly list that house. How's that?
Thank you very much.
Do you have hardwood floors in your house or any of those other rental properties?
Oh, definitely.
All right,
yes, we do.
Send you a sample of Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaner. Best in the world.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for listening, Glenn. Hang tight. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back. We're just going to do a free-for-all here, last 15 minutes of the show. We're just going to talk about whatever anybody wants to talk about. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio on AM 720. WGN, that phone number again, because I screwed it up during the first hour. I won't mess it up again. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. I hope you're enjoying our first show. Working through some kinks here. On next week's show, like I said earlier, Stephen A. Leahy from Opum Tax Resolution. He's our IRS tax guy. Corey Ambrose, JC Restoration. Mike Bodart from Lindemann Roofing and MegaPros. JR from MegaPros Home Improvements. Man, this show has flown by. I am just like, we usually got, if we were lucky to get 6 or 7 calls a show, I think we got 15 during the first hour. So special thanks to all of our listeners out there for listening and joining in on the show. The listeners and the calls, what makes this show fun.
Yep.
And what makes this show, because we have no idea what's calling in. None of these calls are set up except Gary, who's scheduled every single week. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's going on. So,
well, sometimes we know what's going on.
Most of the time, we have no clue. But when it comes to doing what we do best, we love what we do. We hope that we, you know, you could feel that sense of pride and energy, because I love what I do. I love mortgages. I know it's sick that I love mortgages, but I just love helping people. And you know what it is? It comes down to being able to help somebody with their challenge. Okay. Mm-hmm. The lady with her parents with the pool table, with the drains our towel lady, all these people, the lady with the boat and walls. We're not making these calls up. These people have challenges.
So we got the guy. Line.
I'm sorry. The tagline for the show, it came to me last night. It's learning and laughing.
Because
that's
and
what
laughing.
We do. Nice. Learning okay. and laughing.
And we have to pay Roy a dollar every time we say that.
So learn very and laugh? Nice. Is that learning how we spin it?
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. David Brookfield, you got a question about how long you have to hold on to your mortgage information.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I was divorced in the 90s, went from apartment to condo to townhouse, and now I have a significant other that I stay with, and I share the bills. I don't claim property tax or mortgage. I mean, the house is paid for.
Right.
But, I mean, I've got a Rubbermaid of, like, probably 2 out of 3 properties. One was all the way back in 2000. The other one was probably 7 years ago that I closed on the townhouse, and now how long do I wait for the dust to collect on this stuff?
Amy? What do you recommend? How long should this man be sitting with his Rubbermaids filled with mortgage statements?
I think that you just mortgage statements. I mean, no, the most I keep documents. Anything is yeah, 7 years, 7 years, right? I mean, yeah.
Here's what I'd recommend, Dave. I'd keep the mortgage in the note and the settlement statement, and then all the other disclosure cover your tuchus documents. You could shred, mm-hmm. but I'd keep the title, the mortgage, and the note is really all the. And if you sold the property, you could torpedo those as well. I don't see why you need to hold on to any of that. Because it gets gone, it's dead, you know. But if you want to hold on to it for 7 years, the mortgage, the note, and the settlement statement. How's that sound, buddy?
Yeah, it sounds like the first couple of pages. So it probably cut me down about a couple 300 pages.
Smaller Rubbermaid
closing stuff. So yeah,
you don't need all that closing stuff. It's all disclosures. Most of it's just CYA disclosures for the bank, so they don't get sued by somebody. So you're good to go.
But, I mean, if I don't have a deed, I mean, I've sold everything, so it's a good 7 years since the last property. I can probably start shredding it then.
I'd shred it. Scan it before you shred it. If you have a scanner, go buy a scanner. Just scan it and shred it, and you're good to go, buddy.
Yeah, I just been doing with the kids' photos from the last 30 years is just using the iPad and taking pictures, and then it's in the cloud forever. So
that's even better. Are they your kids or somebody else's kids? Because it would be a little creepy if they're on your kids.
No, they're all mine. And my oldest is 35 already, so I mean, I got, like, pictures of a whole other Rubbermaid full of pictures that it's taken me probably 7 years to take pictures of already. So.
Right. Well, we got to hit Rubbermaid up for sponsorship on this show. you have hardwood floors there, bud?
We do, yeah.
All right, hang tight. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor, best hardwood floor cleaning product on the market. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, Dave. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. I'll tell you what, we're running out of time. So we're going to go ladies first. And if you're Amy Kite and you want to leave our listeners with a nugget of knowledge until the next time that you're on, what type of nugget of knowledge will you? And I just coined that, Roy, on 30 minutes of sleep. Knowledge. So nugget take your learning and listening and loving life.
Wow.
And I just trumped you, your nugget of knowledge there.
Maybe.
What type of nugget of knowledge do you want to leave our listeners with?
I would say start your process early and talk to a professional to find out exactly what you need to prepare for a sale down the road. And if they need to reach us, they can call us at 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
And Tom Janke, and I'm using Amy, so I strongly recommend that everybody gives Amy a call. And and all the other realtors in the area that you are interested in doing that Amy doesn't cover, which we have other realtors that you'll be hearing on upcoming shows. Tom Janke, what nugget of knowledge would you like to leave our listeners with other than doors?
That is, especially we're coming up to the big kitchen season.
Yes.
And my suggestion is people come in and they have contractors. Do your vetting. If you deal with somebody like a Mega Pros, you know that the job is going to be started, finished, and done on time. I cannot tell you the horror stories that are out. So make sure that your contractor is qualified, vet them out, and especially if you're in their marketing area, call Mega Pros.
And people want to reach you. How do they reach you?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900. However, go to our website at Builder, not plural, but BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
And Mr. Roy Spencer, 40 years in the business.
Winter is actually the best time to waterproof your basement. Don't wait until spring when everybody else is having the problem and we're backed out weeks, because we do offer you the best value. So we're very much in demand, and it really hurts me to have to tell people I can't help them for weeks or months with their project. So if you call us now, we can get you on the schedule now. So this really is the best time to deal with it.
And if people see bowing walls or have water coming in their basement, they should call, not think it's going to get better.
It won't get better, I guarantee it. 800-421-7325.
MegaPros, Jer, MegaPros Home Improvements. Your dad's on sabbatical like he does every year. You're here for the next 9 weeks in his place. And I want to stress that if somebody has a home improvement question, if a listener has a home improvement question, and we take your call on and we use your question on air, you're going to send them a MegaPros hooded T-shirt.
Yeah, zip official. Up.
Yeah, official.
Official.
Not that, not that knockoff garment.
So knockoffs.
Exactly. And it's a sweatshirt, not a hooded T-shirt.
I'm sorry. It's a sweatshirt. Yeah, it's not, that knockoff garbage you see on Rush Street that they sell at 3 in the morning.
It says MegPro.
It does. This yes,
not
exactly.
Not MegaPros. It says MegaPro. They forgot the S. That knockoff stuff.
Some with a Z. Yeah, that's right. I don't even know what's going on.
If people want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Hit it.
While she's on the phone.
Oh, okay.
847-658-8989.
Wow, that's better than yours.
And if you've got any questions
with the head bob.
With the head bob. If you've got any questions, you could send me an email, david@56david.com, and I'll get it over to Jer and get it over to Joe. Or you could just call us 855-56-DAVID, and we'll get it right over to the Mega Pros. I'm David Hochberg. This has been a great first show. I want to thank everybody for listening, joining us. We're going to be here every Saturday following House Smarts with Lou Manfredini. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to follow Lou Manfredini, House Smarts with Lou Manfredini. If you're interested in talking in more detail about a mortgage, about credit, about buying or selling a home, give us a call, 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56david.com. I want to thank everybody for listening. Go Blackhawks! And we'll be back next Saturday at 10 o'clock. Oops.